Hi, this is Stephen Anthony Jell at Underline Tribute. Now, Kevin Satisable, who's a classical musician, heard this piece of music in my last boo. And he sent me a tweet saying, "Where does that beautiful music come from? It must have been written by the angels." And I said, "No." I said, "I wrote it when I was 15. And he said, "You must be like a mini Mozart." And I said, "No, not really, because I'm 6 foot tall." That's not exactly what happened. He did ask where that music came from, and I did tell him I wrote it when I was 15. He said, "Let's hashtag what I wrote at 15. Well, I've not been on Audioboo. I've been very, very busy doing all kinds of things and a couple of shows this week, quite away from where I live, sort of staying over and all that kind of thing. Listen to Audioboo, and sure enough, Kevin Satisable has put up his piece of classical music that he wrote when he was 15. Now, it's incredible. If you don't follow Kevin, capital K-E-V-I-N, S-A-T-I-Z-A-B-A-L, Kevin Satisable. It's unbelievable what he wrote when he was only 15. This beautiful piece of piano music. Now, I happened to mention on Twitter that I'd written a piece of classical music that had like a kind of stride idea. And I wrote this when I was 15 because I was watching stride piano players when I was 15. I was quite amused by the way that they'd play a bass note with the left hand. Then it would jump up the keyboard a bit, about an octave, then play a chord. And then they'd play another bass note. And then the hand would jump up an octave a bit. Now, to watch this technique is quite... it's amusing. It's because you're jumping. When you can see, it's not impossible to do. When you can't see, it is a bit like doing, you know, walking the tightrope without a safety net, because you're estimating distances. And that's sort of the stride. That's very basic stride, but it would have this kind of... So that was the stride piano. Now, when I was 15, I was watching this thinking, what about if they jumped two octaves? It didn't sound quite right. But what about if they have that bass note for a different chord? I like that. Let's do that again. That's that same bass note for another different chord. Let's repeat that. Same bass note and another different chord. Different bass note, same chord. Different bass note, different chord. Same bass note, different chord. That's how I ended up writing this piece of classical music.